Part 1. The Big Problem with Small Potential.
Chapter 1. The Power of Hidden Connections. The creation of 1,000 forests is in one acorn. Ralph Waldo Emerson. The Miracle of the Mangroves. When dusk slowly crept upon a mangrove forest lining a river deep in a jungle in Southeast Asia, a biologist far from his home in Washington State looked out over the lush alien landscape lining the snake-infested waters. While drifting slowly in his boat, Professor Hugh Smith surely heard the calls of the nocturnal creatures uncoiling from their dens or taking flight from their nests and beginning their nightly hunts. I can envision how the water must have shimmered under the light from the stars, unspoiled by the light pollution that existed in the remote cities. What happened next on that humid day in 1935 is part of recorded academic history. Smith looked up at one of the mangrove trees, and suddenly, the entire canopy glowed as if a lightning bolt had shot out from the tree instead of striking it. Then all went dark, leaving a burned image on his vision. Then lightning, as it sometimes does, struck twice. The entire tree glowed again, then went entirely dark again, twice in 3 seconds. Then, in a reality-bending moment, all of the trees along the riverbank suddenly glowed in unison. Every tree on one side of the river for 1,000 feet was flashing and going dark at exactly the same time. Something deep inside me warms at the thought that such a patient, careful, and scientific observer, whose curiosity about the world led him so far from his normal life in the Pacific Northwest, could be rewarded that night by such a magical moment of nature. Once his capacity for mental reasoning returned, he realized that the trees were not in fact glowing. Rather, they were covered with a critical number of bioluminescent lightning bugs, all illuminating at the exact same time. Upon returning home, Dr. Smith wrote up a journal article on his discovery of the synchronous lightning bugs. It seemed too good to be true, like something out of a storybook. I'm sadly unsurprised by the next part of the story. He was not believed. Biologists ridiculed his account, even calling it fabricated. Why would male fireflies glow in unison, which would only decrease their chances of distinguishing themselves to potential mates? Mathematicians were equally skeptical. How could order come from chaos in nature without a leader to direct it? An entomologist asked how millions of fireflies could see enough other fireflies to create the exact same pattern, given the limited visibility in the mangrove forest. It seemed physically, mathematically, and biologically impossible. Yet it wasn't. And now, thanks to modern science, we know how and why. Turns out that this puzzling behavior actually serves an evolutionary purpose for the fireflies. As published in the prestigious journal Science, researchers Moisef and Copeland found that when lightning bugs light up at random times, the likelihood of a female responding to a male in the deep, dark recesses of a mangrove forest is 3%. But when the lightning bugs light up together, the likelihood of females responding is 82%. That's not a mistake. The success rate increased by 79 percentage points when flashing as an interconnected community rather than as individuals. Society teaches that it's better to be the only bright light than be in a forest of bright lights. After all, isn't that the way we think about success in our schools and companies? We want to graduate at the top of our class, get the job at the best company, and be chosen to work on the most coveted project. We want our child to be the smartest kid at school, the most popular kid on the block, the fastest kid on the team. When any resource, be it acceptance to the most prestigious university, an interview with a top-ranking company, or a spot on the best athletic team, is limited,